completes our agenda for the evening.
Nope.
Oh, no, it doesn't. I really not want to do those, do I? I'm sorry. Beg your pardon. Two big things. Ordinance providing for the additional temporary extension of time for subdivision applications, conditional use applications, and residential planned community districts. I would suggest to you that this could take the form of just adding on a number of years, right?
Well, remember, there's two ordinances. You know, I suppose on either one of you, you can just recommend that they be denied. I mean, that's one option.
Well, don't we have to, I thought we had to vote on each?
Yeah, you do have to vote on each one. So the first one is just the blanket extension. And you would say, I recommend that we approve this one with the added recommendation that it be for a time period or until January 1 of the year you choose. Because it's based on dates, not years. The same thing with the second one, and if you have any modifications to those written requirements on the second one, you can make that recommendation.
Well,
so let's do one at a time, I guess. And I guess to put it the other way, too, if you're in favor of the second one with the written request,
you got to deny the first
one. You got to make a recommendation of denial on the first
one. Well, I was going to say, you're sort of picking one here, right?
So maybe the thing to do is have a discussion now, see if there's a consensus.
Let's have a discussion.
What's your preference, sort of like?
I think just give them the blanket.
Just give them the blanket.
All
we want to do is give staff a bunch of work and trying to get written requests in, and they're going to can a letter.
After hearing what was said, I think just give them the blanket.
Whatever years. The bigger discussion is how many years. I mean, the blanket seems obvious.
I think the blanket's the way to go, and I think I'd push it out there to January 2016, maybe?
14 is what's proposed, so it's a one-year 16. One now, so it'll be 15.
I like 16. Personally.
And what we're making is in the form of a recommendation.
Yeah. Anyway. Of course.
So, and let me, I just want to give, I'm going to play devil's advocate again, just because I'm getting on Marty easy.
You just like being a devil.
You know, just to give you, this is sort of, we were trying to think of real-world examples, you know, how this plays out with these lots that are approved but not ever going to get built. To take a guy like Rivera, right, you know, somebody wants to put in a trucking company, you know, on the maps that we see, you know, technically that use would show up potentially with a whole bunch of residential lots that were there before him that would never get built, and that could work against a guy like that, you know, and somebody in that situation. You say, well, why would you put a trucking company when there's a bunch of approved residential lots around, you know, and this would be sort of a way to level that out to what's in reality. You know, like if those residential lots weren't going to be built, he wouldn't be penalized by something that's on paper that's never going to get built. You know, so I throw that out there because it's just a complex issue that we tried to noodle through. There's no right answer.
I think it is, but if you have, if the existence and approval of the subdivision, to me, would be an indication that the general intent would be for that area to be residential, you know? So
I don't know that that's always true either.
Or they got the first there.
Yeah.
I mean, you can think of some of the just the horrible locations for subdivision. It's just, I throw that out there because, you know, no matter which way you go, there's always sort of
you're never going to solve
which way we go. We're going to do something different anyway.
I
think we have to give them our opinion and then they have to deal with it or not.
So what we're doing is picking between one of these two to move
forward. Essentially, yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Because one has a provision for, you know,
more work,
yeah.
Well, and then the flip side of it is that what we heard from the testimony is that it's not a real-world issue, you know, on all the lots that were out there. The ones that, you know, the staff and administration wanted to deal with and some members of county council, you know, to get those off the books, what we heard tonight was for the utilities and the folks that, you know, Joe works with, it's just not really an issue, you know, so.
Agreed.
But just to comment on the utilities is that I don't know what the difference is between a development that's not selling and a development that's off the books. Rodney's.
Well, you bring up an excellent point that I didn't mention during the discussion but ran through my mind several times. It's all about the market. I mean, if lots aren't selling, they're not selling. I don't care how many lots you have platted. If people are not coming in, they're not coming in. So, what, you know, that's really what controls it. And when the market was so hot, and you had people saying, you know, well, if every lot in Sussex County was built on, we would be, you know, an urban metropolis. Well, that's true. And then somebody figured out at the current rate of absorption, it would only take 850 years. Okay.
Right.
Now, at the current rate of absorption we have now, it would probably take 2,000 years. So it's just not a real world issue.
And that's the key. What you said is the key. If by putting dates and arbitrary lines, we're not letting the market sort it out. We're not letting those things sort them things out. We're not letting artisan and the managers and the electric providers sort through that and let it naturally occur. And dates and timelines force that to happen. They force companies to spend money that they probably wouldn't if they were just given time to let sort out on its own.
And I would say that going back to what we talked about, you know, we talk about an individual owner of a subdivision. He's not got the same issues as Rodney does. I mean, that's a way bigger, to the point where we were even talking about, do we even have time limits on them? Because they're dictated by so many other factors outside of their control.
And that's one, I guess, one argument for public utilities, because public utilities just aren't as sensitive to market forces as private industry.
And, you know, they need, if they get a conditional use approval, they're at the mercy of when the developments get actually built as to when they construct. So, you know, there's a lot of
timeline on that development.
You wouldn't want their Rodney's approval to expire because then nothing moves.
Right. Well, and the problem with that is that if Rodney's approval expires, you've almost voided out all the subdivisions that we're going to tie into him.
And Rodney referenced that.
Yeah.
The utility depends on the development. The development depends on the utility.
Both ways.
One thing we have on a couple of utilities is that, and Rodney mentioned it, they put in the delta requirement with an entrance. And they said they put in the stormwater to serve that entrance. That stormwater was the pipe under that entrance. There wasn't any stormwater management facility. They did put some silt fence up. That's all that they did. And we told them, yeah, you've started, but we can't say you're substantial in the way. They cut away the creeper.
Yeah.
On a couple of them.
Is 3 years okay with everybody, or is anybody?
Yeah, I'm good with 3 years.
And the first one, is that okay? Mike, you want to lead us?
The blanket one.
You want to do this?
Blanket one is a short one.
The first one.
Page and a half.
So we're just changing the date to 2016?
January 1, 2016.
So do we need to read the ordinance, or do we just...
I'll read it. I move that we recommend approval of an ordinance providing for the additional temporary extension of time for subdivision applications, conditional use applications, and residential planning community districts, with the additional recommendation that the expiration date be modified to reference January 1, 2016.
So moved.
What was that again?
I just read the title.
That's fine.
He'll email it.
January 21, 2016.
I'll second that.
21-16.
Okay. All those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried. I didn't want to have to read it again.
Now, do we have to vote on the other one?
Yes.
Yep. Yeah, you do. You have to make a recommendation on it.
I made the motion. Sorry.
I did.
Mike and Marty seconded it.
Mike and Marty. Okay, the next is an ordinance providing for the additional temporary extension of time for subdivision applications, conditional use applications, and residential plan community districts with a provision for further extension upon written request.
And if you could, just so there's some guidance to council, if you know you're going to make a recommendation for denial on this, maybe if somebody could just sort of, in five words or less, say why. So that council knows something from Lawrence.
I think because of the administrative burden, undue administrative burden it places on the staff.
And the reality of the economy.
And the testimony of the public that it was not a real world issue.
Okay.
Thanks. So moved.
All right.
That a motion?
Second.
Is that a motion?
The motion was a recommendation for denial.
Okay.
So
that.
Second.
Okay, all those in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.
You made the motion.